existentialists. Welcome to my podcast, Existential Teenager. I'm your host, Oscar Blair, and today I'm covering evolution. The real reason I'm making this episode is because I'm obsessed with sharks, and they have a really interesting evolution because they've been around for so long. I'm also really interested in human evolution, which I'll cover later this episode. I guess I'm making this episode for selfish reasons, but from an evolutionary standpoint, being selfish can be a good thing. Let's get started. The earliest shark fossils found in history are from the late Ordovician period, 450 million years ago. The most famous species of ancient sharks are the megalodons, who lived 23 to 3.6 million years ago. Contrary to popular belief, the megalodon most likely descended into mako sharks, not the great white shark. And I just think that it's really cool that evolution can turn a 60-foot-long beast into a still impressive 10-foot-long mako shark. And I think that it's even cooler that evolution is just random changes. If you want to hear my opinion about randomness, look at my last episode on whether all the events of the universe are predetermined or not. The Google definition of evolution is the process by which different kinds of living organism are believed to have developed from earlier forms during the history of Earth. I like to think of evolution as a chain of random mutations or changes to DNA, which gives lucky species an advantage, allowing them to live longer or reproduce better, allowing them to pass down their genes. And I think it's fun to think about how random changes changed primordial soup into elephants and humans and sharks. Another fun thing to think about is that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-lots-more-greats-grandparents were essentially rats. So if you have any embarrassing ancestors, just remember, all of humans came from rats. So there's really no need to be embarrassed, as we're all part rodent. Speaking of human evolution, did you know that sweat gave Homo sapiens a huge advantage over other hominids? Unlike other animals, humans are covered in sweat pores, and we're hairless, allowing us to sweat a lot more than basically any other animal. And sweat is how we cool down. Other animals pant, but humans sweat, allowing us to cool down at the same time we're using energy, which therefore allows us to run much longer distances than any other animal. No other animal can run a marathon. Another advantage Homo sapiens had over other hominids was the ability to throw things forcefully. No other animal can throw things forcefully. I mean, other primates throw their feces, but not with very much force. Humans are the only animals that can throw a baseball like we do in major league games. Other advantages that humans had over competitors that I'm not going to cover in depth today were the use of tools, fire, and breaking bones to get bone marrow. Think with me for a minute. If you take your great, 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 lots of greats, grandparents, they looked like monkeys. Go back even more greats, they looked like rats. Even more greats, they looked like lizards. Even more greats, they looked like salamanders. Even more greats, they looked like weird fish. And you can just keep going back, and so many greats, you get to soup. We came from soup. Which leads to the question, is it cannibalistic for us to eat soup? No, it's not. That was a joke. One last human advantage I'd like to cover is language. Language gave us the power of communication, which we use today. But I'm not going to cover it completely today, because that's what my next episode is on. That reminds me, remember to tune in on the next episode tomorrow. Remember to follow my Instagram, existentialteenager_, and feel free to slip into my DMs. My email is existentialteenager@gmail.com. My website is existentialteenage.wixsite.com/home. Feel free to contact me with questions, comments, concerns, or ideas. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode tomorrow. Bye!